Hello everyone.
Hello.
And welcome to the third episode of the Raw Talks podcast with me and Simba.
Finally, step three and first one for this year as well.
Yep. Yeah. Feels I was typing in the information about the episode and I was sure it was the second episode. I'm like, we already did two. All right, so my name is Sarah and I'm hosting this podcast together with my husband Simba.
And I'm Simba.
And together we have the somatic stress and trauma healing center called Living with the Spirit, located on the countryside outside of Chiang Mai, Thailand. So what are we doing here, husband?
Well, we are teaching people basically the tools of how to manifest your dreams, find your purpose, heal trauma, release stress and tension from your bodies. Essentially, just to let go of anything that's not helping you to move forward towards where you want to go. And that happens in life, right? Things has happened to us and we might have not been able to let go of them. And they're still weighing us down, right? So our ambition is to be able to make people as light as possible, metaphorically, so you can fly off, right? That you can really go where you want to go. But what makes us heavy is really, you know, all the things that we don't want to look at, or lack of energy or trauma or stress, or it can be a lot of different things that's holding our back. So essentially we're teaching people how to navigate what's holding you back and how to let go of it and how to put your body in a state of self-healing where your body will heal, develop, progress, feel good and move forward.
Yeah. And we offer retreats at our place here out in the jungle so people can come to to get a pause, take a pause from their current lifestyle and to learn these different tools to live in the environment, to experience all the healing mechanisms and to like activate all the body's natural self-healing mechanisms and to learn about this, because our purpose is to teach people so that they can do this on their own. So we have different levels that people can join in. So we have the retreats, we have private sessions that you can do online or in person, or we have some online masterclasses. We have a group coaching program coming up later this year. We have this podcast and newsletter and a little bit of this and that. So today we are here to talk about the dream life journey.
Yay.
So what is the dream life journey to you? What is, are there any misconceptions out there about life in general and the dream life and what's possible? Would you say that there's some misconceptions out there?
There is a lot of misconceptions. And I think the main conception in my experience is that you're dealt with this card, or there's this deck of cards and you can't really do anything about it. I mean, you can throw away the cards and reshuffle the whole structure. You can do whatever you want to do. But you need to let go of that pattern, right? You need to let go of that belief system to change something, to really make a profound change in your life. And I do believe there's a lot of belief systems that traps people and doesn't allow them to see how much you can actually change and how much of your inability to change is actually just based on we holding on to something. People are saying to me all the time, like, oh, how do I let go of this? How do I let go of that? And I said, okay, turn the question around. Why are you holding on to this stressor? Why are you holding on to this pain? Why are you holding on to all of this that's holding you back? Well, it's something that's familiar, something that's safe. And I placed years of conditionings and belief systems on top of that. So it can be like, oh, I don't want to look at this. I have so many things to do to actually go down to the source of who I am. Do I really want to do that work? And then you start to kind of go into belief systems of, oh, it's not possible, I should have started younger, or it's easy for you to do, I cannot do, you know, you find a story, right? Like either you find a solution or you start to find stories. That's kind of the way it goes with a dream life journey. And I think the biggest delusion is that you cannot change things. You're kind of dealt with the cards that you're dealt with being born in life.
Yeah. The message that I feel is important to say is to that anything is possible. Like you can change anything. The what's standing in your way, I would say, is belief systems and just not seeing it. It's like you're standing in a position where the truth is like hidden from you. It's like you're just standing, you're just looking from a view or an angle where it's like it's just hidden. You have to, there's so many things that you can do, and all of a sudden it will be ready available for you. You just can't see it. So there's and there's this misconception, I would say, that trauma is always something bad, that anything that happens to us is a catastrophe or something that is blocking us or hindering us, and that it's not our fault, and that we are victims under the circumstances and things like that. And I'm not saying that the things that happen to us or other people or anyone is not, that it's not bad and that it's not, that it's right. I'm not saying that. It's just, it's more of a philosophy and a way of navigating the world and how you choose to view it. Because what is that saying that, yeah, you said that Peter Levine, so Peter Levine is one of the most renowned trauma experts in the world. What did he say about trauma? You mentioned it earlier.
Yeah, it's vital for evolution. It's vital for any being on this planet to evolve and grow into a new, improved version of themselves. It's a transformative process. When someone dies, well, depending on your belief system, but I argue it will be traumatic of some nature for you if it's someone close to you that you love that dies, that passes away. And that is a natural cycle for you to cut those bonds and allow that person, that spirit, that journey to move forward, and for your system to understand this person is no longer here. So that is a natural trauma that happens for us to process and relieve and let something go. So what he argues for a lot is that it's a vital component to our evolution and a spiritual journey. You're probably going to have traumas or working through traumas. And that is the transformation, the awakening, right? The dark night of the soul. Like when you have those dark halves or moments of your life and you overcome them, not even overcome them, you work through them. They're not your shadows. They're not holding you back. You can bring them in as strengths and you can talk and use them as examples to empower others. It's not that dark little skeleton in your closet that you don't want to bring out. It's actually something you can use as an ally, and it's an accessory. It's like it's helping you moving forward. And I really like what you brought up as well, that it's not... it's not about taking anything away from someone that has had a trauma, but even that we have to say it means it's gone to a point where people have the trauma, there's history, and they're so personally connected to them. So I cannot really see this is what happened to me and this is how I started to respond after it. No, I am the trauma survivor. I am this trauma that happened to me. And that's what I kind of talked about in the beginning, the belief system. If I believe I am a trauma survivor and identify with that, I'm not saying it's wrong, but that can hinder your ability to heal, because now you will always address and think about yourself as a person with trauma that's gone through trauma, instead of, you know, life happens and I'm moving forward. I'm a spiritual being moving through a rough sea sometimes, stable state, yeah. Sometimes just like a sailor.
Yeah, for me, when I look at trauma, so trauma sucks. I mean, it's just not pleasant. I mean, trauma indicates that there's something terrible that happens that is very painful, and there's many, many different levels. So usually trauma kind of sucks. So you could either have only an experience that is painful and difficult and it sucks. That's like one option. And you can have the other option is the trauma is still as heavy and painful and difficult, but you also have this extra option where you can use it as the fertile soil where you can grow and become something more than what you already are. So the trauma will always be the same, but if you add what I would say, like the spiritual aspect of it, is that you can turn it around and use something to your benefit. So the trauma in itself will always be the same. So let's remember that it sucks. But you also have this option where you can stay here and it just sucks, or you can add the other option where you can use it to elevate yourself. It's like you have these two options. And that's where the spirituality comes in for me, where it opens up. Spirituality for me is a way to open up belief system and transform that into something where anything is possible. So even, let's say we have a trauma where the physical body is injured in some shape or form, that is a trauma, and that is something that we will have to live with, maybe. But then we also have the other option, which is the emotional side and the spiritual side, which we can always, always elevate from. So even though the physical body might be injured for this lifetime, you always have the ability to grow emotionally and spiritually. So yeah. Then you have all these, it's like behind door one, you are kind of locked in your situation, and behind door two, there's room for growth. Anything is possible, and where you can transform anything.
Yeah, and you really can. I mean, it's a big cliche out. You can do anything, and people are like, oh, it's easy for you to say. I would just use a random example to give you an idea. People that have split personality disorders, where they have like multiple personalities inside of their psyche or however you choose to see it, they can change their eye colors. They can change their physical appearance to the point where you don't recognize them, right? And this is not just me making it up. There's a lot of studies on this. That's the power of what you can change in your mind.
Yeah.
So the belief system is really what holds us back. And many times people don't want to look at that because it's not comfortable, like you said. Wow, this has been my root for my whole life. If I let go of that, what is real, what's not? You know, that might be the anchor that I'm holding on to, making me feel safe so I move forward. It can be very scary to be very open and not really knowing what's what. So I believe that's a big part of the healing journey, is to really embrace and be comfortable in that unknowingness, or in that not being able to know everything, how it goes, but to be safe anyways, to allow yourself to be safe, even though you don't know all the circumstances and what will happen. And I don't think belief system necessarily always helps us with that in the way that they're come across, that is, you know, that we decide of how something is and then we don't challenge it, right? And that's what the trauma
it's
can gonna
do. It's going to keep us in our lane. Like the saying, like, if you don't change direction, you might end up where you're going. And that's like the belief system is what locks us in on our path, on our karma, on our, you know, like, oh, I was dealt, these are the hand of cards I was dealt. And the belief system is, this is all I got.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not true, because if you got like really, like if you got a different kind of traumas, then you can grow from them. It takes time. It takes work. It might not be super pleasant at all times, but it's a short-term work for a long-term transformation and awesomeness.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. And I mean, that is really the way it is. You know, like, if you look at trauma itself, the trauma itself happens many times because, let's say, this is your belief system, and then the trauma happens and it just cracks your belief system, right? And it cracks our belief system to open us up for something more. Now, if I don't integrate and process that trauma, then that will be an opening. I will be triggered. I will be reactive. I will be uncomfortable. But if I integrate it, I use it, like I said, the shadow becomes a companion instead, right?
Yeah.
And the trauma will be something that kind of just expanded my mind and allowed me to see things from a greater perspective. I became aware of other things. And that's the saying, you know, whatever doesn't kill you make you stronger. There's a component missing to that saying. Whatever doesn't kill you and that you integrate, that makes you stronger, right? Because when you integrate it into your natural part of being and seeing it as an asset, not something that happened to me, right? I'm able to move forward from that. I don't have to identify myself with all that bad nonsense or heavy stuff that happened to me. I can let that go and I can move forward.
Yeah. This brings us into the five steps that we've used for ourselves, that we use for our clients, that we use overall in our transformation process. And the first keystone is actually like, what door do I choose? Like, the first step is to choose the door. Like, door number one, I stay where I am with the belief system that I have, and that and being like a victim and like an object, just suffering from the circumstances. And behind number two, door number two, I take a leap of faith and believe that there's something else possible for me, and believing that, okay, I can use this to transform to something greater than I am today. So that's the first kind of take a leap of.
Yeah, and taking a leap of faith is essentially that, right? Like, you're going and realize how powerful you are, and you actually start to work with something, you know, like you said, with being in that, you know, if something happened to you, yeah, you're a victim in that situation. But if you stay in that mentality that I'm a victim, I'm forsaking my own power. So the leap of faith is actually challenging the belief system. Yeah. Either if you do it together with someone that's coaching you, or if you're doing it alone, it's the first step, right? It's actually taking the leap and doing something differently than what you're doing today.
Yeah. Believing, like, even if it might not be readily available in that moment before you choose that door, like, okay, I am, maybe you don't feel like you are more powerful than you feel, maybe you don't know that yet, but for me, I just, like, I'm not gonna stay where I am. I'm just like, that's not, I'm not having it. There has to be something else available. So then I chose to go through the second door to explore whatever that would mean for me. Mm-hmm. Okay, the second one is find and live from your purpose.
Yeah, and purpose is, it can be a big question, it can be a big topic, it can be a small topic. Some people have a purpose of, I want to have a certain skill and become a doctor, a lawyer, an engineer, or father, mother. You know, there's so many things that we might want to become that we see as purpose, but purpose can also be, how do I want to live my life? You know, what's my gift? What's my ability? What's my drive? What gets me up in the morning that makes me whole, feel a sense of completeness and value, and that I can share with the world? That's really how I look at purpose. And it can be a grandiose purpose, or it can be that I love doing what I'm doing, no matter what it is. I love cooking, I love cleaning, I love digging ditches, and I do it passionately, right? That's your gift that you can give to the world. And it doesn't have to be, you don't have to be a healer or a teacher or anything, but you're coming from that place. And that's really what we work on for people to find, because that's kind of what you said with the saying, right? If I don't remember exactly how you said it, but like, if you're not cautious about where you're going, you might end up.
Yeah, if you don't change your direction, you might end up where you're going. But that's exactly the way with the purpose, because most people who are, so we're talking to people who are not living their dream life. Like, and what we see when people come to us, when people come to us, working with us, either one-on-one or come to the retreat, is that usually they are not 100% aligned with like what they truly want to do. Because if you're not aligned with what you truly want to do, and doesn't mean that you have to know what you want to do. It's more about knowing that there will be peace inside once you are aligned with what you're supposed to do. And not being aligned, being stuck in a work environment or a relationship or a geographical place or whatnot, that if we're not aligned with that, then there will be tremendous suffering on the inside, because your whole system is going to say, I'm not going to do this anymore. So I'm going to make this very uncomfortable for you until you start to listen. And the process is to start to align with that harmony that is available. And then many people say like, yeah, I can't move to the other side of the world. I can't just quit my job and leave my family and stuff like that. That's not what we're saying. It's about finding as much alignment as possible with the resources that you have. Yes. And it's a continuous work. So that's a huge, a big one, like really looking into that. And the third one is increase your life force and personal power. That might not be super clear to everyone. What would you say that means?
It's like an engine. It's like if you don't have any fuel, you can't go anywhere, right? Like you're going to make a change. You're going to need energy. You're going to need life force to move forward. If you're low on life force, if you're feeling tired, if you're feeling it's hard to do what you're doing right now, but you're not happy with it, it's going to cost some energy to make a change in your life. So you need to bring that life force, that vitality up, so you have the energy to start to change. So you can start to change your habits, your way of looking at things, routines, nutrition, whatever it is, start to educate yourself, you know, learn something, change your mindset. You're going to need life force. You're going to need energy to do that. Mm.
I see this one as a big one. This is what I see that most people don't have, especially with stress. It's like people are super stressed and they are spending their life for left and right. It's like they're bleeding from so many different places. And yeah, that's a big part of what I do, is to work with people to find those leaks and just plug them in and start to maneuver a little bit differently in life, and using like the foundations of lifestyle and energy work to see where they are leaking. Yeah, life force, like energy. We're doing it at work. We're doing it in relationships. We're doing it with the social, so many places. And there's so much energy to gain. And it's amazing to work with people when you see their transformation pretty quick, when they start to see like, wow, I'm leaking so much energy here. I need to, and when they start to close those doors, it's absolutely amazing.
Yes.
Yeah. And the fourth one is to let go of what is not serving you anymore, which is, so if the life force is a little bit more stress and lifestyle related, I would say that this point is a little bit more trauma and emotional blockages and belief system related.
Yeah, as your life force comes up, like when you start a new coaching retreat, routine or collaboration or a new way of eating, you're going to feel better, right? You do something different, you feel better, your life force comes up. And then you kind of hit patrol. You hit what brought your life force down, what didn't make you feel good enough to actually give you that life force, right? So it's a matter of actually letting go of that. That's what we talked about, the belief system, right? That let go of that belief system if it doesn't serve you anymore. And it can be a fast process, it can be a slow process, but most of the suffering is done because we are not really ready to let go of it. We're still defending it. We're still holding on to it, right? Mm-hmm. So that was the question that I get a lot. How do I release something? It's not about that. Why are you holding on to it, right? Releasing is easy. Why am I holding on? Once you start to realize that, then you can start to let go of it. It's not serving me anymore. I don't have to hold on to it and I can move forward.
Yeah, because whatever happens to us in life creates habits and patterns that we use to navigate forward from what we have learned and the experiences that we have had. And not all experiences in life are good. So then we also start to have many negative habits and things that we do and coping mechanisms to navigate the world. I mean, it's not all pancakes and balloons. It's just things happen. And when people start to have these experiences that they don't really have the tools or possibility to heal instantly, like you say, what doesn't kill us make us stronger. It's like what doesn't kill us that we integrate. So if we haven't been able to integrate when the things happen, then we build up these coping mechanisms. And it's about looking at what am I doing? Where am I limiting myself? Where can my life open up? And what do I need to work through to like open this barrier, because it's together with the belief system, it's what locks us in the situation where we are now, where we kind of feel trapped and alone and depressed, or we have pain, or we're unhappy in different circumstances. So it's about looking at that and letting go of that. And that is completely 100% possible. And there's so much freedom to have on the other side.
Yes.
And the last one is invest your time and your resources in your personal development. In this, it's like you open the second door, you take the leap of faith, and then you invest in yourself. Because if you want to have the dream life, the dream job, the dream husband, the dream wife, the dream whatever it is that you dream of, if you don't invest in yourself, then it's not about getting that exact skill. It's like it's building yourself, because there's something standing in between you and your dream. And it's about investing in yourself so you can grow. And together with these steps, it will continuously open up. So invest in yourself, like time, resources, money, coaches, skills, education, whatever it is that you really want to do, get help. Find someone who has done this before, someone who gets the results that you want to have, someone who does what you want to do. If there's a family member that does what you really want to do, you know, hang out with them, talk to them, you know, where attention goes, energy flows.
Yeah.
So the more resources you will spend on yourself and your journey, then the further you will come.
Definitely. And that's a big part, you know, like, oh, I don't know, it's a lot of money. It's like people know the price of everything today, but they don't know the value. What is the value if it actually changes your life, right? What is the value of you feeling good every day when you wake up? Oh, that's worth everything. How do I know that's the value? Well, it becomes it if you actually, you take the leap and you choose to change. Of course, you need to find the right people to guide you forward. Yeah. But if they're going to guide you forward to feeling like that, they have done the journey themselves and they have the skill that are worth that investment, right? Yeah. And money is kind of like the spiritual currency today. You trade your time and everything is around the money. And that's how we change and exchange anything between us, services, goods, whatever you're doing. You know, you need money for some kind of reason. So that is why I believe it's very important actually to invest money in it. Sure, you can Google and do free self-help things here and there. I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but I rarely see people succeed. And that is because there's no investment in it. There's no level. If you give me a book for free and read it, it will change your life.
Yeah.
I'm committed. I will read it and I will go through it, right? But a lot of people aren't, because you're low on life force, you have your belief systems, and everything is hard the way it is. So what I really think people need to do is actually invest. You need to invest to, like, I've actually paid for this. Ooh, because then that motivation, that ambition to actually do something comes, the spark comes that actually allows you to take that leap of faith, right? I invested in it. Now I'm engaged. I'm committed to this process, because it will be fun and games maybe in the beginning and then back and forth. But to really be invested and committed to the process, you need to do an investment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's interesting, the discussion about value, because, I mean, not only one time, like more than one time, people who have checked out from this place have said, I don't know what to give you because you gave me my life back. And I nothing that I have is like equal with what you gave me. And it's not about what we gave to the person. We have created a space and we have devoted our lives to this, but it's the people that come here that does the work. So it's about them investing in themselves. Of course they pay us money to do the work, but what they really did was they put the money into themselves and they came out transformed in a way that they could never believe. And the money that was paid is, yeah, there's like the value doesn't, they feel that value doesn't add up because they got so much. But that's what that's going back to what we talked about in the beginning of the episode, is that they used whatever happened to them as a growing ground to elevate. So we're just providing the space and the tools and the knowledge and the fact that we've done it ourselves and whatnot. But they do the whole like transformation because they were so devoted, and they were devoted because they invested in it.
Yeah, I agree.
Which is a very, very, that's where also the spirituality comes in, like the energy exchange and the frequency of different energies and how things like are related to each other, and how you can, when you start to see these things, you can start to really, really use them to your benefit and see like, where can I elevate? What do I need? Because the money or the resource or the investment that you put in, what you got out was just.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing. No, I agree. Yeah. Those are really the five keystones to creating your dream life journey, like to have a dream life journey, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't need to do them in order. You can do them in any way you want. But those are the five things that we have identified through our own work and with others and the success that our clients have, and something that you can hold on to navigate your way forward. Yeah. And if you resonate with us and what we do, please subscribe to our YouTube channel and keep up with our podcast. And the podcast will have a new live time next week. From next week, we will air 4 p.m. Bangkok time. You can also sign up to our newsletter on our website, livingwiththespirit.com, and keep track of everything we do, the master classes. We have breathwork every week. We will launch TRE every week. And yeah, just keep yourself updated with what we do. And if you would like to work with us, we offer private sessions online or in person. What do you have to say about our private sessions, Simba?
Well, so we work with time. We work over a period of time, and we have a package of sessions that we do online where we guide you through whatever it is that you're working using some of our tools. And the idea is really to let you have an experience of feeling safe, feeling better, overcome something once you feel it, right? I'm feeling stressed right now. I do something, I feel better. So I have that experience. I feel confident, empowered to continue doing it on my own. So we have the sessions, and we also have some master classes that are pre-recorded digital projects that we add into the coaching packages so the person can feel that they have all the resources. If I don't remember everything you said in the session, I can go back and I can look at it. And we also have a chat group for people to connect and ask us questions. Something happens in real time during the live, and we answer as soon as we can. So that's basically what we do, right? It's the sessions, we have master classes, and we also have that chat availability that you can connect and talk to us during that period of time.
Yeah, the private sessions package is we start off with health assessments and lifestyle assessments, and then we create a program for you with your daily routines. And we can go through anything from your diet to exercise, energy work, grounding, mindfulness, everything that needs to be covered in to solve whatever it is that you want to work through. And you can have weekly, bi-weekly, or monthly meetings with me and Simba. Usually takes turns in the package. And in between sessions, you have availability to reach us for questions and support in the chat group with the three of us.
Yes.
So yeah, you find information about this on our website. And then we also have our retreats, our farm retreats out in Chiang Mai, where you get the full experience. You get the environment, you get the nature, you get the grounding, you get the food, everything is prepared, detox protocols. We have more than 10 weekly group sessions every week where we present all our tools, and it's very deeply planned with all the groups and all the activities, and the whole environment, the whole purpose of this environment is to activate every single self-healing mechanism in the body. And then you can choose if you want to do private sessions on top. Depends on how deep you want to go. You can come for the stress and recovery base package, or you can add the more in-depth trauma work on top if that's needed. So if you have any questions to us, you can just reach out. You can email me if you want, sarah@livingwiththespirit.com. And we always offer free consultations if you're interested to start working with us. But if you have questions or there's something you think about. So that's all for today.
Yes, I would say all for today.
Thank you very much. I'll see you next week, 4 p.m. instead.
We'll sure do.
Have a great day.
Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.